The Department of Justice is moving rapidly to intern all Japanese nationals. The city of New York has already ordered all Japanese nationals to remain off the street. Wartime decrees are slated for emergency passage this week. This will mobilize the efforts of the whole American people. The Japanese property in the United States will be seized at once. The Japanese naval effort tonight is unsound, both naval and land. The Chinese today inform Washington that General Chiang Kai-shek will launch a 4-million-man counteroffensive. All Chinese route armies are intact, and with proper material, Chiang Kai-shek is prepared to support the Russian front. Russia has over 800,000 crack troops poised in the maritime provinces on the Pacific. Official Washington tonight regards Tokyo as offered by Berlin. An all-out effort by the Axis in Africa and Russia is a certainty. The Axis' objective is to leave Great Britain and the United States entirely isolated by next spring. The importance of the Japanese attack is that war between the United States and Hitler is imminent. The national emergency is no longer a phrase. Persons who arouse suspicion by their conduct, speech or deed, are inviting microscopic examination, perhaps prison. Nothing matters anymore now except national security. New York. The leading isolationist newspaper of the United States, the New York Daily News, tonight says editorially that we all should stick by the president in this momentous hour. Chicago. The Chicago Tribune, the leading isolationist paper in the Middle West, has come out for, quote, our country, right or wrong, end quote. Governor Lehman of New York has sent out an alert order to all state guards and the police. President Roosevelt's Special Mediation Board has just awarded Lewis's United Mine Workers a closed shop in the captive coal mine. If you missed any of the news, this is to repeat that the Dutch East Indies and Costa Rica have declared war on Japan. The acting Japanese Consul General in Chicago said tonight that it is questionable how long Japan could continue at war with the United States. My country, he said, is not wealthy. The following is the opinion of a naval authority. The Japanese airplanes that attacked the Hawaiian Islands was probably a suicide force which did not expect to return to base because the best fortified, best manned stronghold in the world is the Hawaiian Islands. Military and naval commanders there have been anticipating an attack like the one that occurred today. That's why the anti-aircraft guns went into action on the split second. There is little likelihood that another attack on these islands will be made successfully for some time to come. Do not look for the Japanese to engage our main battle fleet except as a last desperate resort. Behind the international scene, Mandalay. In the expected emergency, the Burma Road will be defended throughout its length by the RAF and whole squadrons of American volunteers. Alexandria. England's prestige is frankly at stake in the Libyan campaign. The British Navy continues effective Mediterranean blockade, but the heavier German tanks account for the unexpected stiff resistance. Ankara. Turkey renewed her pledge to Great Britain this week. The major German reverse at Rostov has had a terrific diplomatic effect in the Middle East. Ankara hears that the German left flank was crushed by an army corps of Cossacks on horseback. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. United States. Your country needs you tonight. Every race and every creed has found shelter here with no questions asked. For the years of peace and dignity and happiness which our country has given to each of us, we owe a debt. Your debt to your country has become due. By tomorrow night, your peacetime president will be your wartime commander-in-chief. He is constitutionally charged with the direction of the nation in time of war. Congress will give the United States government the right to command our country's maximum effort, because Congress knows that this country commands the loyalty of every American heart. Washington. Secretary of the Navy Frank Knox has ordered the entire naval establishment into uniform commencing tomorrow morning. A reporter's report to the nation. Pittsburgh. For a long time now, ladies and gentlemen, this newsboy has warned Americans over and over again of the danger in joining so-called patriotic organizations. Until that is, they are checked thoroughly. Here is proof of that danger. Last week, a Pittsburgh grand jury indicted James A. Colstock, the big shot of the Ku Klux Klan, and four of his associates. They were charged with illegal solicitation of funds and common law conspiracy. The jury declared that these five Ku Kluxes, quote, freely employed deceit and subterfuge to conceal the true nature and significance of their operations, end quote. In short, they attempted to revive the Klan under this lily white title, the Keystone Patriotic Society. Lawrence Mann. On November the 17th last, at an America First rally in Lawrence, Massachusetts, John T. Flynn, who is not an admirer of President Roosevelt, made this charge that the President of the United States had secured the revision of the Neutrality Act by lobbying and bribery. Strangely enough, ladies and gentlemen, a few days before Mr. Flynn made that statement, most New York newspapers quoted the same accusation almost word for word from the front pages of newspapers in Berlin, Germany. New York. One of the most exciting new books is called Total Espionage by Kurt Ries, R-I-E-S-S. The publisher is Putnam. Read it and put your eyebrows on tilt. It reveals, among many other things, that the head of the Nazi spy system in America was Walter H. Schellenberg. Schellenberg escaped last July when agents were about to close in on him, a little late, it seems. However, this is what I started out to floor you with. Before the spy escaped, he attended a so-called patriotic rally at Madison Square Garden on March the 22nd, 1941, at which Charles Lindbergh and various United States senators made speeches. This Nazi spy sat up there with them, not in the audience, on the platform, waving a tiny American flag. And now, Mr. Martin Wales, for Jersey Globe. I'll be back in a flash, with a flash.
Just to give Walter Winchell a chance to look over late news bulletins, here's a word on behalf of Jergens Lotion. If you use Jergens consistently, it's almost like enjoying professional hand care. Just think, two of the ingredients in Jergens Lotion are ingredients many doctors use to help harsh skin become invitingly smooth and soft. Yet Jergens costs just 50 cents and $1 a bottle, introductory sizes 25 cents and 10 cents. And the $1 bottle comes in a gift wrapping for Christmas. It's a sign of good breeding to have soft, smooth hands. And it's so easy if you always use Jergens Lotion. And now back to the editorial room of the Jergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Hong Kong. The Japanese battle fleet is rumored sailing south from the Sea of Japan to the China Sea. The Hong Kong garrison will not be evacuated. It will fight to the last man. Japan, in short, wants the United States to know that she is ready to decide the fate of the Far East by one roll of the dice. A great naval battle in the China Sea, south of Formosa, and directly west of the Philippines, can happen in the hour. The heaviest units of the British Navy are at Singapore and will accept battle. Washington. The ominous rumor persists that two sister ships of the late Bismarck are in the China Sea tonight, flying the Japanese flag. Phoenix, Arizona. Arrangements are being made in the southwest to handle the evacuation of civilians from Pacific Coast City if that is necessary. Washington. The Treasury Department has issued a blanket order forbidding all Japanese nationals from leaving the United States. San Francisco. The Army has banned all commercial telephone service with Alaska. New York. The New York police have been requested to tell every blue jacket and naval officer they meet on the street to immediately report to their ship and station. Washington. Reports here state that the Japanese are producing 1,000 fighting planes a month. The Japs are also said to have more than 100 German Messerschmitts for protection in case of air raids. Ladies and gentlemen, 5 minutes ago, the Navy Department from Washington informed me that they are appealing to all men between the ages of 17 and 50 for enlistment in all branches of the service. I repeat, all branches of the service. Your services, Mr. America, are needed right now. Please apply to your nearest recruiting station for all particulars. Somewhere in Libya, a soldier fighting with the British in Libya named Patrick Hamilton doesn't know of his good fortune. He is the author of a new show on Broadway called Angel Street, which is New York's latest big hit. It is a study of psychopathic cruelty in which her husband tries to make his wife believe she has lost her mind. And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Jersey Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with loathings of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who reminds the historian that Japan has violated her oldest tradition. Harry Perry is honorable suicide. Good night.
Yes, you can have a 25-cent bottle of Jergens lotion free. Just buy a 75-cent-sized jar of the already popular new Jergens face cream. Jergens face cream is a lovely, many-purpose cream, you know, that helps you have satin smooth skin. And with your face cream, you'll receive a regular 25-cent bottle of the famous Jergens lotion and an introductory box of Jergens exquisite new face powder, both free. Act now before this offer is sold out. Buy your 75-cent-sized jar of Jergens face cream now and ask for your two free gifts. Tune in again next Sunday for another edition of the Jergens Journal featuring Walter Winchell. Brought to you by Jergens, the lotion for soft, smooth, romantic hands. Martin Wales speaking from the studios of WKAT, Miami Beach.